This goes to Roberta, R-O-B-E-R-T-A, Sue, S-U-E, Han, H-A-H-N. N like November, P like practice. Fax 833-974-2264. Regarding Lucinne, it's L-U-C-I-N-N-E, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, and she goes by Lucy. Her date of birth is 4/29 of 1975. Dear Sue, this is a consultation for Miss Kelly, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria and now also low magnesium levels. She has had a history of diabetes for several years and not very good control. And also, she was previously using high doses of ibuprofen, 800 milligram at least once a day, often several times a day for several years. And she just stopped that about 4 months ago. And she is not using any other form of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug that is oral in nature. She did have a magnesium IV infusion today because her magnesium levels have been ranging between 1.2, usually to 1.4, sometimes as high as 1.5. And she's on a very large dose of oral magnesium, 800 milligram three times a day. And she was on metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, but she is tapering off that now. And she was having a great deal of diarrhea on the maximum dose. But once she is off the metformin, then she will start Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E. That is a good choice, and hopefully that will help improve the proteinuria. Diarrhea can cause the low magnesium levels. Also, she was on omeprazole prior to being switched to Tagamet, and those also cause very low magnesium levels due to malabsorption of the metals and salts. The patient currently feels fatigued most of the time and also has a lot of joint pain. Occasionally, she reports that her urine looks slightly foamy, but she denies blood or cloudiness. No recent UTIs, no history of kidney stones. She has had a problem with being overweight for many years also, and she is trying to lose weight. But has not been successful yet. No headaches currently, although she suffers from migraines. No dizziness, no history of CVA or TIA, no history of heart attack, no chest pain, palpitations. She has some shortness of breath with exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She has reflux esophagitis, and she has been using Tums with relief. No current diarrhea since the metformin is being tapered down. And no current edema. And she is on a low-dose Lasix, 20 milligram daily. No neuropathic pain of the lower extremities currently. Past medical history is significant for magnesium deficiency, type 2 diabetes, not well controlled, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety, migraine headaches, past surgical history, she's had a partial hysterectomy, appendectomy, and bilateral carpal tunnel release surgery. Social history, she is an ex-smoker. She quit in 1990. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is single but is engaged to be married. She is medically disabled. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is severely allergic to amoxicillin, Augmentin, and Keflex. Those cause anaphylactic reactions. Prozac caused suicidal thoughts and bee venom. She's highly allergic also to that. drug medications, multivitamin daily. Ozempic is 2 milligrams once weekly. Metformin, she's tapering off that. Magnesium oxide is 800 milligrams 3 times a day. Basaglar insulin is 45 units once daily at bedtime. Lipitor, 20 milligrams daily. Actos, 15 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. Glipizide, extended release, 5 milligrams twice a day. Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. And Tagamet, 800 milligrams daily. And she's off oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for at least 4 months now. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 263 pounds. Blood pressure left forearm is 116 over 72. Pulse 84 and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no visible jugular venous dissension, although her neck is very obese. It'd be difficult to visualize that. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds due to body habitus, but no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Pedal pulses, 2+ with brisk capillary refill bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2023. We have a 24-hour urine collection for protein. She did have 1560 milligram per 24 hours of protein. But this is, it is gross proteinuria, but it is a non-nephrotic range. It would need to be greater than 3,000 milligram per 24 hours, and it is not. We also had a microalbumin of greater than 2,000, and her last urinalysis, 216 of 23, 2,000 protein negative for blood. Magnesium at that time was 1.2. Sodium, 136, potassium, 4.6, carbon dioxide, 25, calcium, 9.6, creatinine is 0.83, albumin, 3.9, AST was 49, slightly elevated, ALT, 42, normal bilirubin levels. I have a CBC done January 1st, 2021, normal hemoglobin of 12.4, normal white count, normal platelets. We will update that, though. That will need to be updated at this time. And the last microalbumin to creatinine ratio we have was done 124 of 19, and at that time it was just mildly elevated at 44. So there has been a change within the last 4 years with proteinuria and currently preserved kidney function. Assessment and plan. Gross proteinuria in the non-nephrotic range, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy, but also the diarrhea could be causing it, and the long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And low magnesium levels currently, that could be also diarrhea, and then the proton pump inhibitor use, and now the H2 blocker, the H2 blocker Tagamet also will cause some decreased absorption of magnesium. We want the patient to finish tapering off metformin and then to have lab studies done for us, probably within by July. We'd like to ask her to repeat all the labs, renal labs, another CBC, a creatinine to protein ratio, and a random urine magnesium so we can get a fractionated magnesium level in the urine. And we would advise her to continue to stay off oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We're hoping that the proteinuria will improve as she is on the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. So we do want to continue that. She will continue to work on diabetic blood sugar control, and she does have excellent blood pressure control currently. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.